An excerpt from The Curse of the Neverland by Lindy MacLean. Read by the author. Interlude. Royal Reflections. It was tea time once again in the palace sunroom. Sunbeams poured through beveled glass panes, and rainbows danced on the white linen tablecloth. King Oberon set his empty teacup on its saucer and leaned back, hands clasped behind his head. A tea-cake crumb clung to his well-groomed mustache. He whistled a tune, and the tips of his royal wings twitched in accompaniment. Queen Titania looked up from the Crystal Daily News and inspected her husband. One perfectly arched eyebrow quirked up, mirroring her smile. "Surely you don't expect me to break into a chorus of white shores, dearest?" "On the contrary." The king leaned forward, resting his elbows on the table. The queen chided, nose back in her newspaper. "Manners, darling. But I do think a brief hallelujah chorus might be in order," the king continued, not budging his elbows. He reached for another tea-cake and broke it in half. Crumbs littered white linen. He handed half to his queen. Queen Titania folded the newspaper and laid it aside. She accepted his offering, setting it neatly on its proper plate. She picked up her teacup and regarded the king as she sipped. The amused expression on her face had turned serious. "Progress is being made, 'tis true," she said, her tone gentle. "Progress? We've come miles and miles from where we were," Oberon insisted. "Hearts are opening. Steps have been taken onto the path of true service." He bit into his tea-cake, talking around his mouthful. "Best of all, clever minds are in action with ideas galore." "Ideas brought the Neverland into this cursed mess," Titania said. "Not ideas, no. Loneliness and longing sent creativity awry." The king's passion for his subject fueled his gestures ever grander. "A compassionate spin," Titania said. "I would have said selfishness, vanity, and greed." She reached for the china teapot, wrapped in a tea cozy, emblazoned with a smiley face and the injunction to have a nice day. Teacups refilled, she sighed. "Sweetheart, I would simply spare you the disappointment, in case the girl's unable to save the day. Yes, there are clever minds at work, but one at least still runs on the basis of greed. But hearts are opening," Queen Titania continued, holding a finger up to silence the king, "but they are not yet whole. And to them walking the path of true service, we've seen selfish, next we'll see servitude. That is not what comprises true service. You know it as well as I, my king." "My dear," the king insisted, "you simply must practice your faith." "In humans?" The queen's tone left no doubt as to her feeling about that. "You cannot underestimate them," the king said. "Look at we fairies. Humans had and still have our hearts. Why else do you think our citizens emulate them? Do you not understand the law that Parliament passed, the law that forbids flying in the Crystal City? If they're human, we'll never reclaim them. They will strive to become them." The queen waved the insights away. "This is no time for philosophy. My point is this. The Neverland still faces overwhelming odds. It may yet fall from our magical beloved kingdom. Consider the dragon alone. Who knows if it can return to its right design? The Neverland still perched on the brink of extinction. It would take a miracle to revive it," she finished. "Ah, my queen, but that is where we come in." The king winked, wiping crumbs from his mustache with one hand. "We aren't in the business of miracles." The queen's voice was sharp. The king reached to take her hand in both of his. "No, but we are in the business of magic. That counts for something. As for the business of miracles, those in the Neverland can access the miracles the same as we." The queen's face softened. "I hope you are right. I truly do." "Never stop believing," the king smiled. "A contagious thing." The queen followed suit. "We'll just have to wait and see, won't we?" She patted his hands with her free one. "But, dearest, don't forget the laws of free will."
"Oh, I remember free will," the king said.
He watched her return to her reading.
"I'm counting on it," he said to himself. He leaned back and whistled the Hallelujah chorus.
This is the end of Book One. Invite you to join Piper's Merry Band by visiting www.piperpanandhermerryband.com and be the first to know about publication dates, contests, and author appearances. If you've enjoyed this book, please consider leaving an honest review on Amazon.com. Thank you for listening.